This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Schlenkerlaw. It's the Mars and Strength one. It's a Category 22A classic Rauch beer. So, it's a very deep copper color. Very bright and clear. Nice. Really like how that looks. Good lager. Moderate, call it tan. It's a light tan head. Give it a 3 on appearance. The aroma has a big smoke character, like a fresh wood fire. The smoke is more intense than the malt. There's a medium low toasty rich malt there. Not getting any hops. It seems to be a clean lager. Nose, there's no esters coming out of that. Maybe the smoke could be suggestive, a little bit of bacon. It's pretty intense, but it seems clean. It doesn't have a lot of harsh qualities to it. It's a strong smoke, but you do get the malt, and yeah, that sort of fits the base style. So you often don't get the smoke quite that intense or that pure without having sort of, I don't know, creosote or burnt or other sort of nasty qualities to it. So I do like this. And the beer seems well crafted too. A lot of times these beers sort of fall down on lager characters. I mean, lagers are harder to brew. And getting a good malty richness in a beer is difficult too. So I have no complaints with the aroma, so I'm going to give it a 12. The flavor. It's malty and smoky. Moderate bitterness. I think the smoke's adding a little to the bitterness. It finishes dry. The malt has a toasty, rich quality to it. Definitely matching the Märzen style. While the smoke is fresh and suggestive of hardwood. Although it does wind up a little harsh in the finish. I get a low hop flavor. A very, very clean lager fermentation. No esters, very smooth palate. The first thing I get is like a malty richness. It's not really a sweetness, it's a maltiness. But the smoke takes over and blends with the bitterness into the finish. So the aftertaste has malt and bitterness. Well, it has a little bit of malt, and the bitterness and the smoke sort of blend together. It makes the smoke seem a little harsh, which is about my only knock on this. I mean, I love the quality of the smoke. I'm just not digging the aftertaste. Other than that, it's well balanced, a perfectly crafted beer. So I'll give it an 18. The mouthfeel. It's got medium body, medium high carbonation, smooth lager. I get just a hint of alcohol warmth. And I mentioned some smoky harshness, astringency in there. I wish that wasn't there, so I'm going to take a point off for that. Give it a 4 on mouthfeel. So overall, it's a little harsh. I'm hoping that with some additional lagering, cellaring, that will smooth out as it ages. The smoke is intense, but the rich malt and well-crafted base lager is really good. The smoke is forward in the balance, but doesn't really have any nastiness to it until you get to the finish, and then it's just a little rough, a little harsh. I think it amplifies the bitterness, so I'm hoping that that would smooth out with time. So I'll give it an 8 overall. Really good beer. If it had aged out more, I could see it getting a couple more points. But as it stands, this gets a very good 45 score. So it really is the best known example of the style and is generally available. They also make a Bock strength one, which isn't very nice. And the there's a, sometimes you can find smoked wheat, which is very interesting. Has sort of a green label. It's worth checking out, although, you know, the smoke playing around with the phenolics and hefeweizen are interesting. This, I think the base style, you know, Märzen base style is sort of a classic and can take the smoke fairly well. So, I mean, there's a natural pairing of base beer with a smoke that works. So that's the Schlenkerla Rauchbier Märzen. It's a Category 22A classic Rauchbier.